is Hopkins Junior High School from Fremont. They'll be performing American Sketches by Joshua Resnikow, Fantasia on a 17th Century Tune by Richard A. Stephan, and America's Cup by Alan Lee Sylvia. Please help me welcome Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra to the stage.
Good evening, Hopkins Advanced Orchestra. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, Mr. Conway. Great to see you all again. My name is Troy Davis. I'm director of bands and jazz at Aragon High School in San Mateo, California, and the director of the Oakland Municipal Band. We are here today on Friday, May 31st. Oh, gosh, March 31st, 2017 at Castro Valley High School for the CMEA Band Orchestra East Festival. I will make some comments during your performance that I hope you find helpful in your musical development. Great opening, great energy, nice Bartok pits in the low strings, all the strings that are not the first. Nice sound all the way through, clean technique and clarity. I could use a little bit more of the pits from the seconds in that section 25. It's hard to cut through when you're doing pits and all those people are playing, but you could play more. Basses, I could hear you, although I could also use a little bit more. That's the pits at 25, what I was talking about, basses. Make sure your eighth note pulse is locking in together. Listen to what the first are playing there. Make sure that everything everyone else is playing is locking into that eighth note pulse. Come in way stronger on the solo second violin. It says forte, but I would say from where I'm sitting, what I heard was about a mezzo piano, maybe. That rhythm, every time you have that in a 4/4 bar, make sure you're thinking eighth notes. I need more second violin again on the eighth note line in that section. Da 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 da, the 16th notes. Yeah, so going back, those 16th notes in measure 82. Optional 2D. I don't know if you guys did that 2T, but I would do it. Needs a little bit more energy, and it was just not quite as clean. Make sure everybody's using vibrato and using the same amount of bow. Perhaps a little bit more time on that fermata in measure 119. Just so you can take a breather for a second before you go at it at 120 again. And then place the downbeat cleanly when you get into 120. So just a little bit longer of pause will set the tone a little bit more. So that previous section at 83 where we have these eighth notes. Sometimes it passes back and forth between sections. Make the balance and transition of those eighth notes to one another a little bit more connected. Eighth notes are not always lining up. I know you got some changing time signatures, but the constant is the eighth note. And we're not always keeping that pulse exactly internalized. Dun diggity da da, dun diggity da da, dun diggity da da. I think you have a staccato lift after that fourth note. Dun diggity da, dun diggity da. Make sure we're agreeing on that, but also make sure we're playing the notes. Sometimes we miss the 16th notes. More seconds on that whole section here, this kind of sweeping, soaring section. Reminds me a little bit of like Soaring Over California. 177, we need more seconds. At the end with the dynamics. Really nice job on that fermata and the kind of wind up before the last note. Great sound all the way through, great energy all the way through. Not quite convinced that you're all internalizing the pulse evenly. So like at 196, it tends to rush a little bit. You're not quite giving everything its full value. You end up doing it together and you end up lining up on downbeats, but there's sort of a little bit of a missing pulse in the middle that I think if you pay attention to, it's, I mean, everything's just going to sparkle because you've got so much in place right now that's sounding so great. Okay, Fantasia. I would, in the violins, play that sforzando, but because there's a two-measure diminuendo after it, maybe not do a sforzando piano. So hit it and then gradually decay. So hit it and maybe don't come down to piano, but come down to like mezzo forte, and then from that mezzo forte gradually get softer, because you just got softer in measure one and then stayed there, and then there was nowhere else to go. Great balance, nice listening to each other, nice job, Chelly. Nice crescendo in the violins. De crescendo, I would say, can get a little softer because you did crescendo and then you have to go back to piano. You didn't quite diminuendo as much. Same issue with subdivision of the beat and the eighth note. A little bit of time fluctuation. I mean, music warrants that sometimes when we're trying to convey a point, although I just think you're not always listening to each other completely. Great sound. I love that descending line every time you play it. Basses. Dee, 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 da. Just great sound. Chelly, when you have the 16th notes in measure 30, you could bring them out a little bit more, and the same thing in measure 34. D, and you got soft all of a sudden. D, 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 D. It's an entire measure of decrescendo. D, 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 D. So you got five notes, well, six if you count the downbeat of 35. Each one gradually gets softer. It's not a sudden softer and then say soft. You kind of played one, and then by the second note you were soft, and you stayed the same. Taper it a little bit more. Excellent. Excellent intonation. Your harmonic is spot on. You guys obviously spent a lot of time on that. because you made it sound effortless. Probably a little more violas here and a little less violins. This section at 43. Again, not just great intonation, but great sound celli on that. There's some beautiful playing going on. Nice handling of the descending chromatic line, celli and basses. The A is not quite in tune. The D sometimes is slightly out. Sounds like in the basses, D is just slightly out. Yeah, cello part at 67. Intonation E natural. You're kind of doing the same thing you did before, which is you're arriving at a dynamic too soon instead of thinking of the overall arc of the phrase. 68. Then you've got 3 beats to diminuendo. You're kind of getting soft at the beginning of 71. Oh no. Sorry, whoever that happened to. That whole previous section, 55, was just gorgeous. There's so many wonderful things happening. So much great music making. Wonderful response to everything that Mr. Conway's doing. Oh, look at that. Somebody's just traded a violin out for the person whose string popped. I think that was one of the Castro Valley High School students. Just had a violin at the ready and saved you. That was very nice of him. Wonderful watching, responding, and listening to each other in this whole section. Gosh, you guys are quite astute. Quite connected to each other and quite connected to the music on this. Nice job. Make sure you change together. Subdivide eighth notes, celli. Or 16th notes even. You tend to get off the quarter notes too soon. The eighth notes are fine, but it's the quarter notes that you need to make sure you're holding for full value, so subdivide. What a nice color shift. What a beautiful piece of music this is. Again, wonderful handling of these chromatic lines and the celli and basses. Good balance all the way through. Although I could probably use a little bit more viola in this section at 136. Since it's sort of the big finish, maybe consider separating a little bit after the dotted quarter notes in 142. Oh, hold it. It's double forte, triple forte. You guys kind of hit it and then went away. Hold it longer. Enjoy that moment. Great. So musical. So effective. Mr. Conway on the podium is doing some fantastic things that you are responding to instantaneously. There's just some really great music making going on. So what I was talking about at 142, D, da, ta, di. If you separate those dotted quarter notes a little bit and set the eighth note, maybe retake. I know you have the bowings marked, but it'll just present a little bit more urgency and a little bit more finality to the piece. And then when you get to measure 146, hold it stronger, longer. Don't start diminuendo until you get to 147. You don't want to overpower the cellos as they come in on beat three, but I think there needs to be much more energy on that. Okay, America's Cup. Looking forward to hearing your final piece with swashbuckling intensity. Love it. I would start stronger seconds, just a little bit. Watch the intonation. You do tend to, again, rush the beat just a little bit. Keep that eighth note subdivision. More vibrato, soloist. Great sound. Nice balance, nice viola. Again, more vibrato on the sustained notes. Oh, make sure you're changing together. Cello bass. Maybe a little bit more emphasis on the downbeat violins. So that there's a little bit more forward energy without having to rush. You can anticipate that movement without moving forward by using the energy that you put into the downbeats of the bar. So you keep subdividing eighth note triplets, or eighth notes. So three notes per beat. accompaniment could be a little softer here. I can still hear all the parts, but maybe just a little bit more sensitive to what's happening with the soloist. You got to move into that next section here at 73, connect it a little bit more. There's a crescendo, especially in the bass line. Boom, boom, boom. Crescendo through those eighth notes so that it doesn't just pop out of nowhere, that you build into it. Whoa, it's F sharp there, cellos. If you played it right, it's not in tune, so listen for that a little bit. And you know what? I'm nitpicking because everything sounds so great. Those little things, those tiny details, stick out even more when you sound as good as you do. The tiniest things become amplified. And the same goes for the positive. Because you sound so good and you have such a solid foundation, when you amplify the little things in your playing, they're going to pop out in a good way. Excellent contrast, again, of dynamics. Dun, 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 dun. Bring that out more in the violas. I would do more contrast of dynamics between the first violins, measure 114 to 115. Great, great ending, great finale there. The C sharps, da 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 da. Those are the notes you need to tune. Da da da. And then the half step between C sharp and D needs to be a little bit closer together, intonation wise, especially when you're all playing in unison. Outstanding all the way through. Fantastic musicianship. Well prepared. Responsive to what's going on stage. And you're really listening to each other while you play. You're playing hard music. You're playing some really challenging music, and you're playing it as if it's easy. You make it sound easy. It's a compelling performance that you presented today, and I'm so glad that I got to hear you. I hope that some of my comments were helpful and that you can focus in on a few of those little spots where I pointed some things out. I also hope that you're able to hear yourselves on this recording so that you can hear the things I was talking about as they came up. Thank you very much. Great work, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your spring.